Today, I'm going to show you how to sharpen a $1 knife and turn it into a super knife with one sharpening stone. The stone I'm using is a DMT quartz stone. I'll leave links to this and cheaper diamond stones I recommend in the description. I like quartz stones for beginners because it takes much fewer passes to sharpen. The less time spent trying to hold an angle, the better the angle control will be. In other words, it's much easier holding a consistent angle for 10 passes on a sharpening stone than it is holding a consistent angle for 100 passes. Let's get started. First, make sure your work area is clear. Give yourself some room to move. Now, it doesn't matter which way your sharpening stone is oriented, as long as you're comfortable and can move freely. Next, set the knife on the stone and raise the spine up until the bevel apex hits the sharpening stone surface. Once that apex hits the stone, lock your wrist in place. This is the secret. Lock your wrist so it doesn't move at any point during the sharpening process. Any wrist movement will get you in trouble. And it doesn't matter which way the stone is oriented. As long as your wrist doesn't move, your angle won't move. If you're struggling to find the correct angle, use the Sharpie trick. Fully color in the bevel. Then take a pass on the sharpening stone and look at the bevel to see where the material has been removed. You can increase or decrease the angle based on where the Sharpie was removed on the bevel. A good way to maintain the angle is to use a reference finger like your thumb. Figure out where the spine of the knife sits on your thumb as you're sharpening, and simply put it back in that same place every time. When going the opposite direction, you can use your index finger and simply remember the spot on your finger every time you put the knife onto the stone. Use the rule of thumb and the index finger for what it was intended for. Once you have your angle and are referenced with your fingers, lock your wrists and hands in place. The movement across the stone should be produced by moving your torso, and as you get better, you can start to incorporate your arms to do the movement. The movement across the stone should never be produced by your hands or wrists. They should be locked in place at all times. At this point, you're sharpening. Sharpen your knife on one side until you create a burr on the opposite side of the bevel. You will know you've created a burr when you can feel it with your finger. It should catch your finger as you feel the edge of the bevel. And here's what that burr actually looks like. This should give you a good indication of what to feel for. Once you've created a burr on one side, flip the knife and find the angle. Use your finger for reference and sharpen until you get a burr on the other side of the blade. At this point, the knife should feel somewhat sharp. It may even slice paper. However, don't be fooled. The burr is still on the edge of the knife, and if you use the knife in this state, it will go dull very fast, since it's the fragile burr that is actually doing the cutting, not the strong apex underneath. The burr will simply bend over and the knife will feel dull very quickly. If your knife doesn't feel sharp coming off of the sharpening stone, then you're not completely apexed. Right now, I have a burr up here, but I have no burr down here. So I'm gonna go back to the stone, use a thumb for reference, same angle, and I'm just gonna work this portion of the knife. Don't be afraid to mess up. In order to sharpen, you need to remove steel. Be somewhat aggressive. Remove steel until you've apexed and can feel the burr with your finger. Now we need to do some light alternating forward passes on the stone. This is done at the same angle we sharpened at. This will work the burr back and forth, minimizing and eventually removing most of the burr. Here is a minimized burr. Notice the piece that is just barely holding on. We can then move on to our strop. This is a green chromium oxide strop. Always strop the knife backwards on the strop. Maintain roughly close to the same angle you sharpened at. Avoid lifting the spine of the knife and changing angles as you strop. This will finish removing the burr, clean up, and refine the edge. Now our knife will feel very sharp, as well as having a nice tough apex that will have much better edge retention. This is the freshly sharpened apex with the burr removed. Here's our $1 knife cutting through a 2x4 and still slicing paper with zero problems. Many people think that freehand sharpening is a slow, tedious process, and that couldn't be farther from the truth. Once you learn how, freehand sharpening is the fastest way to sharpen a knife.